Today's healthcare can be confusing, frustrating, and at times downright scary. Here to help with clearing up the confusion, putting an end to the frustration, and making it a lot less scary, from Los Angeles are your hosts, Eric and Roy, on the Informed Patient Radio Show.
Welcome to the Informed Patient Radio Show. We're your hosts, Eric and Roy. This is the show where we share valuable information that can help educate, inform, and empower anyone to better navigate the healthcare system. On today's show, we have Steve Romy from Celebrate Prana. Steve is a licensed massage therapist with over 12 years of experience. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Thank you, Eric.
We'd like to open the show by getting to know our guests a little bit better. So if you can just kind of tell our audience where you're from and what led you into massage therapy.
Well, I was born here in Los Angeles, and I gravitated to the computer industry early on in my career, and it just came easy to me. I didn't like have to take special training. I just figured things out along the way. But I always knew that there was something else calling to me. And so as I was working in the computer industry, I noticed that my day-to-day activities started with, you know, waking up in the morning, having my cup of coffee with sugar and cream.
Oh.
And yeah, it was not the best. And, right. And so then I'd have my breakfast, get to work, and then, you know, a few hours later I'd crash and I'd need some more coffee and sugar and cream.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That would get me through to lunch. And then shortly after lunch, the 2-3 o'clock slump would hit again, and I'd, you know, go searching for another cup of coffee. And I just realized that, you know, that wasn't, you know, working for me in my body, and there had to be something more, better, or different. And so I started looking at, you know, ways that I could support my body. Massage was actually a way that, you know, I found to help me.
Oh, okay.
Help me relax.
Right.
And help me sleep better. And so I endeavored to possibly go into chiropractics, and I looked at that, and that field didn't fully appeal to me for various reasons. And so I looked at massage and all the different modalities that are involved with massage and how we can support individuals on their healing journeys, whatever that be.
Right.
And everything about it just appealed to me. And so in 2003, I completed massage school, and I've been working with people ever since. And I absolutely love what I do.
And so going from sitting in front of a computer screen for, you're saying, 8 hours?
Correct.
A day, 5 days a week?
Correct.
To laying of hands now?
Absolutely.
And you're loving it. How's your, you still drinking coffee?
I do not drink coffee any longer.
Yeah, well, that's the it seems so normal for folks that we've gotten into the habit of, well, you drink your coffee in the morning, or nowadays it's the cappuccino or the lattes and the mochas. Of course, they're getting fancier. And yeah, a lot of people say, oh, I need coffee yet again. But we don't really understand what the coffee and the caffeine is doing, especially to the adrenal glands. And then we're wondering, why are we getting tired? Like for instance, for me, I could drink a pot of coffee and fall asleep.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah. So
that's not the norm.
Yeah.
I used to be able to do that, but
but that's from years of, especially from the military, of getting into the coffee habit.
Right.
And I'm telling you, it's you know, it's rough. It's hard to get off that stuff.
Yeah,
right.
It does deplete the adrenals.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You know, our bodies are constantly in a fight or flight situation anyways, with the amount of stress that we have in our daily lives.
Correct.
And so, you know, our adrenals are constantly exerting cortisol and adrenaline.
That's right.
To support the stress levels in our body. And, you know, it's important to support the body as best we can. And, you know, when you know, we'll get into this in a bit, but when I support individuals with nutrition as well,
right,
I don't try and take away the things that they love.
Yeah.
Just add a little bit more of things that could be a little bit more supportive for them.
Well, that makes sense, yeah.
You know, if you're going to drink your coffee, have another glass of water.
Sure.
You know, so don't take away the things that you love, but eventually the other healthy things will start to push out the things that aren't as supportive for you.
Right. Now, let's get into the nitty gritty. You do massage therapy, but you kind of specialize here. But let's ask you a couple questions first, and we can segue into it. What drew you to the field of integrative medicine to begin with?
Well, as a massage therapist, I started expanding. You know, so initially, I got involved with Heart Touch, which is an organization that provides hospice care to individuals that are end of life. Right. And so I did that initially. And then I worked with individuals that were elderly and senior. And then I got called to working with individuals that were on a healing journey with cancer.
Oh, okay.
And so my career has, you know, spanned the gamut from the athletes, because I used to work with the LA Marathon,
okay,
and LA Triathlons, and you know, I'm an avid mountain biker myself, all the way up to individuals that are, you know, fragile or on their own healing journey.
Right. Okay. And can you give us a brief history of cancer and its treatment?
The history of cancer, you know, people think that cancer just came about, you know, recently because of all of the media that's been devoted to cancer research. And, you know, back in the 80s, HIV and AIDS were, you know, all
that dominated the media. Oh, right. Yeah, absolutely.
So since medical corporations and, you know, medicine was able to get a handle on that, cancer became the next biggest thing to support the medical industry and pharmacological industry.
Yeah, yeah.
And so cancer itself is over 6,000 years old, you know, or it's been documented to be over, you know, 6,000 years ago.
Sure, yeah.
The archaeologists were able to find a tumor in some stones. And it wasn't until the early 1900s that cancer was thought to be incurable. And in the early 1900s, they started doing localized surgeries for small cancers, and they began utilizing radiation.
Right.
And then in the 1960s is when chemotherapies started becoming available, and they figured out that they could utilize that for cancer as well.
Right.
And that increased survival rates. And then in 1971, President Nixon helped pass the National Cancer Act, which then was termed the War on Cancer.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And so a lot of the verbiage that we hear towards cancer is we're going to fight cancer, we're going to annihilate cancer, we're going to wipe it out.
Right.
And so I just like to encourage people to think of it as this is something that, you know, is residing in your body. Obviously, you don't want it there. And you would like to get rid of it, but your body's telling you that something is off.
Right.
And so this whole fighting analogy just resonates in the body, you know, and the cells pick up on that. So what do you want to be telling your body? Do you want to be telling it that you're in a fight and that could potentially drain your, you know, adrenals some more? Or do you want to, like, love your body where it's at? And so that's kind of where we come from with that.
Okay. And so one more question. You started taking on cancer patients, correct?
Yeah. So let me just back up a little.
Sure.
You know, as a massage therapist providing holistic and integrative therapies, I've been specializing in oncology massage, nutrition, physical and emotional challenges, and trauma support. I use the Chinese meridians and acupressure, craniosacral reflexology, manual lymph drainage, and specific massage techniques to support people with injuries, chronic pain, digestive issues, stress, insomnia, and more. So, you know, basically I see the body as a holistic organism where nothing is isolated.
That's correct.
Everything affects us, both, you know, physically and energetically on some level. And any experience we have ever had, even things that happened to us in the past but were forgotten about, like relationships, emotional pain, everyday stress, childhood wounds, injuries, these affect the body. And the body stores the experience and does not forget about it until it's released through, you know, holistic treatments.
Right.
And that's, you know, basically, in a nutshell, what I do.
Hey, Steve, I have a question for you. Is massage dangerous for someone with cancer?
No. Actually, well, it's a two-part answer. So it can be dangerous, but at the same time, if you're working with a practitioner that has been trained in the modifications to make for someone on a healing journey with cancer, it can be absolutely safe. So there are some modifications that absolutely need to be made for an individual that's on a healing journey with cancer, especially with the various treatments for cancer.
Okay. And what exactly is oncology massage?
Well, oncology massage allows a person on a healing journey with cancer to feel normal. Modifications are made to the massage technique, whether it be the positioning of the body on the table. The pressure is absolutely modified. We have to take into account any medical devices that are implanted on the body. It supports the natural healing abilities of the body and the immune system. And it works with any treatment choice that an individual chooses, whether they choose to do conventional treatment for cancer or they choose to go a naturopathic type of treatment for their cancer. Either way, oncology massage can absolutely support them on their healing journey. It's not a cure for cancer per se, but it's extremely supportive in allowing your body to do what it naturally wants to do. It wants to heal itself, and your immune system wants to come up and provide that kind of support.
That makes sense. And what are some of the symptoms and emotions that are involved with the oncology massage and what it supports?
Well, I have a recent client who came to me with lung cancer that had metastasized to the brain, and he was experiencing fatigue, some nausea, insomnia. He wasn't able to sleep through the night. He would get up 2 to 3 times per night. He had some digestive issues, especially with his bowel movements, and he had no desire for food. And so this is not necessarily the norm, but after one treatment, his symptoms dramatically changed. And so I say it's not necessarily the norm because in most of my clients, it takes a period of time for the symptoms to dramatically change. But he was, he had lost his hair due to chemotherapy. His hair is now growing back. He had some emotional issues as a result of his treatment where he was very angry and anxious. And all of that has, settled down for him. And he's doing so much better. So those are the type of things that it supports.
I have a question. I'm sure some of the audience members right now are thinking, like, are there any contraindications for doing massage with oncology patients? And if so, do you make modifications?
Absolutely. Yeah, there are certain situations where we won't massage over that area.
Okay.
But, the person can still be supported. So like if they have a medical device like a port or a PICC line that's used to administer the chemotherapies, or if they've had a reaction to radiation treatment.
Right.
For example, I had a client who had been treated for breast cancer. They used radiation beam on the breast. And then with radiation, it goes in one place and comes out another place.
Yeah.
And so there was burn marks on her back of where the radiation beam came out.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was an area that I stayed away from.
Okay.
Another thing we won't do is deep massage for someone going through treatment because they have what we call a new normal. So especially if they're going through chemotherapy, they can't handle the same kind of pressure that they were able to handle previously. Meaning that their body will produce symptoms if they're given a deep tissue massage.
Oh, okay.
They might feel nauseous. They'll get headaches. They, could be irritable. They could not sleep well that evening.
Mm.
All of that, can be like too much information for the body.
Okay.
And we never massage over the tumor. We'll work around, the tumor. But again, they can still be supported. These are just things that we keep in mind. Now, If they have blood clots, we're not going to massage over the area that has a blood clot.
Right.
And if they've had metastases to the bones, we're going to be extremely gentle with the area where it has metastasized to the bones. Yeah, you know, these are some of the reasons why we would make modifications, you know, whether they've had, you know, chemotherapy, radiation.
Makes sense.
Immunotherapies. Yeah.
Yeah. So before the client comes in, you ask them those questions, like if you had radiation, where it was, so you can identify the, you know, the entrance and exit point of the radiation beam.
Correct.
So you ask them where the tumors are and stuff like that. So you do an assessment prior to your massaging.
Correct. Okay. I do a 30 to 60 minute intake of my clients before they come in to get treatment.
Very good. Very good. That's good.
So it's a very thorough intake that I do.
Now with your massage, you probably touch on the lymphatic system. Can you kind of give our listeners an idea what the lymphatic system does?
The lymphatic system removes toxins and waste from the blood and lymph.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically our major filtration system for the body, and it moves white blood cells, and it is the immune system. And so we have more lymphatic vessels in the body than we do blood vessels.
Right.
And there's over 600 lymph nodes in the body. And so, you know, there's a potential risk for lymphedema with anyone that has had lymph nodes removed or radiated. And so that's something that we take into account during the intake. And when we're treating someone, is, you know, what can we do to, you know, make sure that they are being supported in a safe and prudent manner?
So there is an increase of lymphedema with some of the individuals undergoing cancer treatment.
I don't know that there's direct, you know, correlation, if you will. But I have seen more clients in my practice that have come to me with lymphedema.
Mm.
And so some of the risk factors that, you know, they're not necessarily informed about is, like, they could go to a place, local massage place, and get deep tissue massage after they've been cleared of treatment. So they're considered cancer-free, but they've had lymph nodes removed. And so they go and treat themselves to a deep tissue massage.
Right.
And they don't tell the therapist that they have cancer because in their mind, they've been cleared of it.
That's right.
So consequently, that could be the thing that sends their body over the top to where they now have lymphedema.
Okay.
And what lymphedema looks like is it's an elephantitis of the limbs. And there's no cure for it. There's just a maintenance for it. And so we try to minimize the risk with that.
What are some of the benefits that one could expect from an oncology massage?
Well, the first benefit is it's provides a deep relaxation for the body and the central nervous system. They're able to reduce stress in the body, reduce anxiety, and reduce a lot of the symptoms that may come along with the cancer and the treatment of cancer. Oftentimes, they've been able to relieve themselves of heavy thoughts, even if it's just for that hour of time that we're together. As an oncology massage therapist, we see the whole person. So we treat them, you know, mind, body, and spirit, you know, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, what's going on from them. And take the time to truly hear what's going on for the clients.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Does someone that's on a healing journey with cancer, do they need a physician's approval?
They do not need a physician's approval, according to the California Massage Therapy Council. But it's prudent to advise your physician of what you're doing. And so if you're going to go ahead and get massage, then let your physician know that you're going to be doing that. And the physician may have some input for you on that. Physicians are, you know, extremely busy, and they don't have time to keep up with all of the different ways that an individual could be potentially supported. And so the possibility of getting a letter from your massage therapist to provide to your physician may help the physician to understand what it is that you're doing to support your body.
Well, it makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have another quick question for you. It seems like a lot of the massage you do is maybe a bit different. It would need a different level of training. And is that so? There are different levels of training for oncology massage?
Absolutely. There's a basic 9-hour online internet training program that basically teaches you why it won't spread the cancer, why the massage won't spread the cancer, you know, what the basic contraindications are, some safety essentials, and how the massage benefits the body. And then there's a 24 to 30 hour foundational class that provides people with comfort level massage. And the therapist is then informed of how they can work with this population, culminating in a session for someone with cancer. Because oftentimes, therapists have been taught in massage school not to touch someone with cancer. And that's just not true. You can support an individual with cancer. And you know, the reality is most therapists, most massage therapists are going to come across someone in their career that has or has had cancer.
Oh, okay. And, yeah.
So there's one step beyond that, which is a 200-plus-hour certification program, and that works with the whole body, supports specific symptoms, supports emotions and trauma,
right.
And yet you really understand the pathology and physiology of the cancer itself and what's going on for the body, as well as doing an externship and working with your mentor. Hmm.
Does that lead to a certification?
It does.
Okay. Is it through an association or through the board of massage?
Well, there's actually only two certification programs currently in the United States. There used to be three. And so there is an organization called S4OM, Society for Oncology Massage, that does govern the foundational classes.
Right.
Which is the 24 to 30 hour class.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no governing board for the certification class.
Oh, okay.
And so it was just by choice that I elected to get the certification in oncology massage.
Right. Well, that's good. Now, what is your integrative approach to supporting someone on a healing journey with cancer?
Well, I begin with taking a 30 to 60 minute intake of what has transpired for them.
Right.
So I look at their medical history.
Mm-hmm.
I look to see what surgeries they've had, what treatments they've had, what type of medications they've been given.
Okay.
And so I create a holistic perspective for them. I find out what's going on for them in terms of their moods. Where's their energy level at?
Hmm.
How their sleep has been? What pain, if any, that they're in? How their appetite is? How their bowel movements and urination is? All of that is extremely important so I can support their body in the most safe manner and helpful manner as possible. So, you know, I need to take into account if there's any, you know, swelling, any bruising, any areas that, you know, need to be avoided or,
right.
you know, treated with concern. So all of that is, you know, I try to, you know, uncover that in the intake. And sometimes, you know, the information doesn't come out till like the second or third session. Oh, I didn't tell you about such and such.
How long are, now besides the intake portion, how long are the typical sessions with you after? The
actual hands-on session is typically 60 minutes.
60 minutes, okay.
Yeah, and they're extremely gentle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, some people are used to a physical massage, and there is some physicality to it. There's some compassionate touch. But, you know, the work that I do utilizing acupressure and the reflexology, the acupressure gets, you know, as deep as the bones.
Mm.
You know, working kidney points is working with the bones of the body. I physically can't get through all the muscles to get to the bones.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, working various points, I'm working with the organs of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm able to, you know, support the body at such a deep, nurturing level that the body is able to relax.
Right.
Let the cortisol levels and adrenaline levels, you know, subside and then allow the body to do its natural healing.
So the big question of the day, what sets your work apart from other massage therapists and what is ideal health to you?
Well, a good body work practice with a nurturing touch mm-hmm. is both preventive medicine and highly therapeutic.
Right.
As it has the potential to go to the root and heal from a full spectrum perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Addressing not only the cause and the symptoms, but, you know, what could be contributing to this from an emotional perspective as well.
Right.
And so our own body intelligence is always striving towards health and well-being. We just need to create the right conditions so the body can heal itself. So, you know, it's about caring for your body and health so that disease, injury, or illness can't manifest themselves in your temple.
Right.
And that's what, you know, the work I do does for people on many levels. So it's not just your average massage.
Right. No, it doesn't sound like your average massage.
Not at all.
And I've had many massages by many different practitioners, and I have not come across someone that's doing what you're doing. So this is brand new to me.
Mm-hmm.
I knew there was massage out there that sometimes they'll do lymphatic drainage and some will do some trigger point and other things like that, but not as specialized to what you're doing, and especially from a nurse's standpoint and a naturopath. I like the idea you do that thorough intake process.
Yeah.
You get to know about what's going on, and you take precautions, and you keep, you know, any contraindications in mind. So I like your approach to this entire subject matter.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm very impressed by that. So I'd like to read a quote here. And massage, given with care, has the capacity to open hearts, create wholeness, and connect individuals with their own body's wisdom for healing. And that was a quote from you.
Yes, thank you.
So I like that very much. So I'd like to thank you so much for being on the program. And I think our audience and Roy and I both learned a lot about this healing modality.
Absolutely.
I'm excited about it.
So you've been a great guest, Steve.
Thank you.
Yeah. So
I enjoyed being here.
My eyes have been opened on that.
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
My pleasure.
We'll have you back again.
I look forward to it.
All right.
Well, folks, that's it for this episode. So stay tuned next time, where we will continue to share valuable information for you and your loved ones. For more information regarding the show, our guests, and more about us, please visit informedpt.com and like us on Facebook. We also invite you to tell your friends and family about the show. So until next time, please take care.
If you'd like to learn more about Steve Romy and what he offers, visit him at CelebratePrana.com. That's CelebratePrana, PRANA.com. Or call him at 818-964-1164.
You have been listening to the Informed Patient Radio Show with Eric and Roy. For more information, please visit us at informedpt.com. Tune in next time for more information regarding the healthcare system and how it affects all of us.